The Nigerian authorities and British diplomats are frantically working to help secure Margaret's release. The kidnapping of a toddler has provoked outrage in Nigeria. Even the country's high-profile separatist group, the Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta, condemning the act as an abomination. Niger Delta analyst Charles Dekuba says it represents a total negation of the politically orchestrated armed struggle for a greater share of the region's oil wealth.
I think that's not acceptable, to have a child being kidnapped and then the parents, I'm a parent myself, I doubt if that will solve any problem that the people of the Niger Delta are facing. Most people from the Niger Delta will frown not only at the kidnapping of this, but kidnapping as a whole, because the issue is that, you know, in as much as you want to bring attention to the issues of the Niger Delta, it also defaces the intentions and aspiration of those in Niger Delta.
Gunmen intercepted a car carrying the girl to school and kidnapped her, marking the first abduction of a foreign child in Nigeria's unruly oil region. More than a dozen foreigners are being held, including five kidnapped Wednesday from an offshore oil rig. Mujahid Dokubasari, one of Niger Delta's most prominent militants, freed recently by the government as a conciliatory gesture, says Delta crisis can only find a political solution.
I don't want anarchy in the region as it is now. There's anarchy in the region. What we want is look, Yoruba man sit there, Ishekri man sit there, Nupe man sit there. Look, this thing is not working. We can't stay together because we are different people. And Nigeria itself was not created with our consent and mandate. Let us sit down at a discussion and arrive at a decision and put this decision into a plebiscite.
The girl's mother, who is Nigerian, says she has been contacted by the kidnappers who are demanding money to secure her release. Kidnappers for ransom are frequent in the region, but children were until now not targeted. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.